Before we begin this episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle, Chris, and I would like to give a shout out to a fellow podcaster, a runner, a dear friend, Sam Turner, who along with his lovely wife, Ashley, co-hosts the WDW Happy Place podcast. Both Sam and Ashley have been on the Mickey Miles podcast. Sam has been dealing with some health issues recently, and we would love for all of you in our listening audience, especially those who know Sam and Ashley, to join us in sending prayers and pixie dust to both of them so that they can go back to doing what we all love to do, and that's enjoy life. We love you guys, and Sam, get well soon, because we want to see you back on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Walter Songer from San Antonio, Texas, and I love and train with the Mickey Miles and More podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 376 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today, I am surrounded by beautiful women. First and foremost, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
You're always beautiful when you're on a podcast,
that's
right?
That's true. Yes, yes. My face was made for radio. But
How are you? I'm fine. I have a shout out to a Mickey Miler. We've had actually a lot of people join the Mickey Milers running team. To go to MickeyMilesPodcast.com/join-us, and you can join. And one of our Mickey Milers, whose name I forgive me if I mispronounce, his name is Mark Zulka. Z-U-E-H-L-K-E. Zulka. And he actually did 10 miles, and he's getting ready for the Oshkosh Relay Half.
Oshkosh. Yeah. Is that in Wisconsin?
I only know the clothing.
Yeah. I know. I was going to say, it's either in Wisconsin or you have to wear like kids' overalls
when you're running it.
Garanimals, yeah.
That would be cute.
I know he and his daughter. They're lovely people.
Okay. So Chris Haleopoulos is in here. So we had to find someone more beautiful and more talented than him, which wasn't a very difficult thing to do. So we have the lovely and talented Eve Vanderpool from Monorail Media joining us. Hi, are you doing,
I knew
Eve?
It was a tongue twister.
Yeah,
Eve,
it was. Hi, Eve.
We use alliteration around here just to confuse you. Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And on today's show, and once again, I'm just surrounded by beautiful women today. Mm-hmm. We have the owner of a very, very popular blog and a very popular site that I go to time to time. She's a dear friend. She is the creator of the Disney Food Blog and the Disney Food Blog Guide to Walt Disney World Dining 2016. It's an ebook that you should get if you haven't been to Walt Disney World or even if you do go to Disney World. Her name is AJ Wolf. AJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, you guys. It's good to reunite with you, Mr. Scopa.
Yes, it's been a while.
On the air.
it's been quite a while.
We saw you at a race, didn't we, the last time we saw you, AJ?
About 3 years ago, right?
No, it was more than that.
It was, I don't even, we did run together once.
Yes,
I don't remember
we did.
That.
And you were jolly about it. Like, I didn't think that it was going to be your last race. Not that it is, but.
I want to say Twilight Zone Tara Terra, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. You seem to be having a good time.
It was the very first Food and Wine.
Well, that would make sense. That would make
wine
sense.
And Dine.
That would
yeah,
be the one
yeah.
you would
that
do.
Would make sense.
Of course.
So when it comes to Disney dining and Disney food, I go to one of two people, and one is me, and the other one is AJ, who just is a wealth of knowledge. And we've invited AJ on, and AJ and Eve and Michelle and I are going to lead a discussion that talks about something that that I've mentioned on other podcasts and a little bit on this one. It's called the Tables in Wonderland offer that Walt Disney World offers its annual pass holders and DVC members and Florida residents. So before we get into it, let me explain to everyone out there who does not know what Tables in Wonderland is, what it's all about. So again, Tables in Wonderland is an offer that is extended to Disney Vacation Club members, Florida residents, and annual pass holders. And so for a price, you would be able to purchase a card that allows you to get 20% discount offered on food and beverage in several establishments in Walt Disney World. This also includes alcohol. There are about 100 restaurants that that offer this. It's valid. The discount is valid up to a party of 10 guests. So, for instance, if I'm at a table and you're my guest and there are 9 of you plus me, we all get the discount. I would have to pay it, but, you know, I'm sure people what happens is that there are people who do that and they'll just give the money to the person who's got the card. So it's something that a lot of people use. You can also have complimentary resort, valet, and theme park parking. For dining purposes, it's also there. So it's a pretty interesting discount. It has gone up in price over the last 5 years. It is now $150 if you are a Disney Vacation Club member or an annual pass holder. And correct me if I'm wrong, AJ, because I figured that you would know better than me. Is it $175 for Florida residents, I believe?
That's what I've got.
Okay, so it's $175. So it's good for 12 months, for 1 year. And there are certain blackout dates, like around the holidays and such. But we're here to discuss whether it's worth it. Oh, by the way, it's $150, oh, $175. And then you can purchase a second card for your spouse for $50. The requirement is that that person has to live at the same address. So that's a little bit of what it's all about, and I'm going to ask AJ to start us off in this discussion. And AJ, I wanted to ask you, do you think that this is a benefit or a discount that most people should look to try to get? Do you feel it's worth it? Do you have it? Those kinds of things.
Yeah, I have it. I buy it every year. I'm probably their prime customer, though, because, you know, yeah. I go to Disney World and I eat about 7 meals a day. So, because that's what we have to do.
Yeah,
to
and I want to say, too, that, you know, the term food porn, I think that your Instagram feed is my favorite feed because... You just I don't know what you do with those pictures, but even when I'm not hungry, oh my God. Even I'm a vegetarian and you make me like I look at the meat dishes, I'm like, wow, maybe I'm not a vegetarian anymore. So
yeah. I need to think about there's a lot of sugary stuff up there too, which is perfect for vegetarians and unfortunately. I do love a good food picture. But yeah, I do, and thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate that you follow that. I eat a lot in Disney World, and a lot is an understatement. I really do. I'm not joking when I say usually about 7 meals a day. Of course, I don't finish them all, but for research purposes, I do order them. And at those meals, I will often order multiple entrees. So I'm buying a lot of food and a lot of alcohol, and so I always purchase it. But I do recommend that if you have the option to get it and you're going to be there on a regular basis or you're going for a longer vacation, that you go ahead and buy it. And of course you can crunch the numbers as well. This is easy math to do. You know, you get 20% off of your food and alcohol, and you know pretty much these days, 6 months in advance, where you're going to eat. And most of the menus are available online, so you can get a good idea of what you're going to order and what you might be drinking as well. A good tip also is that these are, you know, you can use Tables in Wonderland at a lot of the lounges on property, most of the lounges on property. So if you're going, you know, for an evening, you know, if you're going to a lounge before dinner or after dinner, You know, and there oftentimes you can have there's great food available at the lounges, so that kind of adds on to your options in terms of dining, and getting that 20% off is a great, great discount, because you're not going to get percentages off alcohol with any other discount. So I always do recommend going ahead and buying it. And the card is good for a year. The card is good for actually 13 months, because it's good for till the end of the month in which you purchase it the following year. So if you buy it on January 1st, 2017, it's going to be good until January 31st, 2018. So if you buy at the right time, you can get 13 months worth of a discount. So, you know, for me, if you go and eat multiple times at Walt Disney World and you have a couple of drinks, you're gonna make up the difference of that $150 or $175 relatively quickly.
And there's always the added value of valet.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Eve, do you have one, Eve? As a Florida resident, I was going to ask you, do you have one?
Yes, but I have it through the DVC.
Oh, that's
so
better.
I think it was like 150. Yeah, we just rebought it. But we live like, I guess, a mile from the, you know, well, the cast member entrance here in Disney. And so we're, most of our meals, if we go out, are eaten on Disney property. So we make up for that in, like, I guess, a month or just about, you know.
So, Eve, why don't you describe what the valet benefit is?
So you can valet as long as you have a receipt from one of the participating restaurants or lounges.
For free, right?
For free.
Yeah. That's awesome. And it's also good at other places, too. Like, I've used it at Vero Beach.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's cool.
Yes, which I'll be going to this summer, so yeah.
And it's also good at counter service locations where there isn't a table service available. So if you go to Pop Century or
Port Orleans.
Right, French Quarter, and it's good at the lounges and the counter service locations there. So all of those values and moderates that don't have table service locations, you can use it at their, and you can, I mean, you can use it on everything there. So if I used to go and get just like a million waters and get 20% off all my waters, you know, using tables in Wonderland. I'm smarty pants would be not buying water on Disney property.
Yeah, it just went up. It just went up in price too.
I know it did, didn't it? Oh man. But yes, yeah, so there's a lot of kind of hidden value to Tables of Wonderland that they don't, you know, spell out for you very, very well. And that doesn't happen often on with Disney discounts, that there's hidden value that that you don't expect. Oh, this is great.
I also wanted to mention that Michelle had mentioned that it's something you can use at Vero Beach. There's a few other things I wanted to mention. You can use it at such things as, I believe you can use it at the Spirit of Aloha dinner show, except you can use it at the Late Show, so you can get a discount on the Late Show. You can also use it at the Everything Pop Shopping and Dining, which is at the Pop Century Resort, but it excludes merchandise from the shop. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that you can also use it in Splitsville, except that you can't use it for merchandise or bowling. I just wanted to mention that. So Disney Springs is another area that that you can use it. I wanted to AJ mentioned the numbers, and I wanted to mention the numbers. So your break even point that the present cost of a Tables in Wonderland card over the period of 12 months is $750. So $750 is the break-even point. After that, everything is, you might say, gravy, food.
Food pun.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's, yeah, food pun too. So think about it. It's a It's something to think about. Oh, we should mention that to purchase it, you go to a guest relations location at a theme park, or you can go to the one at Disney Springs. You have to present a photo ID and DVC membership card if you're a DVC member. If you are a Florida resident or a Walt Disney World Resort pass holder, you go to the same places, and you need to show again your ID and some other information. So that's how you get it. I wanted to ask. Let's start with AJ. Let me see. How do I ask this question? Should we talk about how they actually use the discount? Because a lot of people may not be aware as to exactly how it's used. So you really don't get 20% off. You really get less than 20% off.
You mean with the gratuity?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is a good segue because there are a few drawbacks to to the Tables in Wonderland, and one is that it includes an automatic 18% gratuity. So if you are dining with the Tables in Wonderland card, you're going to pay an 18% gratuity, no matter how great the service was. So that can be a drawback for a lot of folks if you weren't already going to pay that much as a tip. When I dine, I tend to do a 20% gratuity, right, as a baseline and then go up from there. Mm-hmm. And so the 18% gratuity is just, you know, I'm already going to pay that anyway, so I still feel like I'm getting 20% off. But if you're not a tipper, or if you tip at a lower rate than that, then you could be technically getting less than a 20% discount. Another quick drawback is the blockout dates, and this is something to keep in mind if you're planning on traveling during a very busy time in Disney World. General blockout dates include Mother's Day, Easter Sunday, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. But they've been kind of upping the blockout dates lately for particular restaurants, especially popular character meals like Park Fair, Chef Mickey's, Cinderella's Royal Table, Akershus, also included are Le Cellier, Chefs de France, and Ohana, and they have like multiple dates throughout the year, usually around holidays, that are blocked out. So you've got, I mean, May 29th through June 18th, you can't use Tables in Wonderland at those locations, and then practically the whole month of November and most in a chunk of December. So that's something to check out, is make sure that those blockout dates don't line up with your travel dates.
That's interesting. So I also noticed that there are some places that are not accepting Tables in Wonderland and other places that are. So I've mentioned on the podcast before that I was in the world about a month ago and took my friend to tea at the Grand Californian, and I was not allowed to use my Tables in Wonderland card, much to my chagrin. But this past week I was there for Star Wars and went to Miyamoto Asia, and they just added it. So do you happen to know which places have dropped and added? And is there any, can you see any method to this madness?
Well, over at tablesinwonderland.com, they do keep it updated as to, you know, they list all of the restaurants that take it, and then they have in little parentheses, they have new next to the ones that have just added it. But I was dining at Hacienda de San Angel last year and went to use my Tables of Wonderland card, and they said, oh yeah, we don't take that anymore. Wow. So there, you'll get random surprises every once in a while. Chefs de France takes it only at lunch. Victoria and Albert's stopped taking it altogether. And so every once in a while, little thing, you know, Be Our Guest only takes it at dinner. So every once in a while, little things happen that you wouldn't expect. But I would say that's an aberration rather than the rule. Most table service restaurants and lounges do take it, but every once in a while those locations that aren't run by Disney, you know, get a little weird and stop taking it or start taking it or whatever.
Oh, so it has to do with things that are not run by Disney.
It usually is things that are not run by Disney. I mean, Victoria and Albert's is run by Disney, of course, but that, I mean, there's other reasons that you can see why they wouldn't take Tables in Wonderland, but right. Yeah, usually it has to do with whatever company is running the restaurant and deciding on the numbers.
I wanted to ask, go ahead, Eve. I was going to ask you if do you and Phil both have one a piece, or do you just have one for the two of you?
Actually, this year we just have one. generally we are eating together. If we're not, we don't worry about it. But honestly, it would behoove us both just to have our own. We just haven't. Because even $50 for like an additional extra one, we would spend that, you know. But I feel like, yeah, sometimes there are surprises when you're like, oh, they do take it or they don't. But you know what? In case that they don't, I always have my AP. Mm-hmm. And AP will get you discounts in places, although not on alcohol. So it's kind of like one of these things where you just like throw down all your cards and you're like, what
I
do
the same
do
thing with my DVC too. Do you take DVC? Do you take annual pass?
Yeah. And Disney Visa as well. You have your Disney Visa too.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I can't remember. The list isn't running through my head. What you got? So that's always a good. It's always just a, I guess, I don't even know what kind of, it's like just a method, just throw them all down, but that tends to work for us, so.
How cheap can I get this meal?
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, listen, I'm here again. What can you do?
I need to eat with AJ. I'd say, this woman eats 7 meals a day here. Can't you do something for her?
I know. It's true. My credit card bill at the end of it. I always have to go back to the front desk and have them increase the amount that I'm allowed to spend on the card.
AJ, we
like,
need
okay.
to hang out more often, my friend.
Yeah. It's definitely a perk of hanging out with me for sure. You get to eat a lot of food. But in regards to the spouses both having a card, technically, you know, the literature says that you have to have your ID and in order to use Tables in Wonderland, and it has to match the name on the ID, and some servers do request that ID. So, you know, I've been in situations where someone else has used my Tables in Wonderland card, or I have used someone else's Tables in Wonderland card. And usually you can get away with that, but it does state that you need to have your ID and only the person whose name is on the card can use it. So, you know, you take your chances with that.
So one of the things that I've noticed, and this is an increase in benefits, is that I've been out with a large group of people and they will say one Tables of Wonderland card per 8 people. Now it's one per 10 people. Yeah. However, you have to all pay on the same credit card. So that's kind of like, so I can't go out with, you know, 3 of my friends and they each throw in their credit card. It all has to be on one, which is I think matching the name that's on the Tables of Wonderland card. Is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds right.
But it's not reinforced all the time, so I don't know.
That's the thing. You never know what you're going to get as far as the servers, and there's a lot of things at Disney restaurants that are like that. You know, things like splitting an entree. You know, on the dining plan, it's technically allowed, but some servers say no, and some servers say yes, and it depends on the, you know, restaurant. And here's a little tip too that I've realized in the past. If you are going to do the free valet with Tables in Wonderland, they will literally take your receipt and not give it back to you. So if for any reason you need your receipt, for budgeting purposes or tax purposes, if you're eating a business meal on property, you need to ask the restaurant for a duplicate copy so that you can give the valet stand one copy of their very own. It's an annoying little issue that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people don't have to face, but
I do. They do it and then they don't do it sometimes. That's like, it is so Disney. Yeah. I always say, if you don't like the answer, ask a different cast member. And it's horrible. And I'm sorry, cast members, if you're listening, but it's the truth. Like, everyone's got their own thing. Sometimes I'll have Phil's, you know, tables. He got it this year or whatever. He just picked it up. Sometimes I'll use it. They'll be like, oh, okay. You know, especially if you know the people from going in there. But it's like, you know, if you don't like the answer, just ask someone else.
It's, you know, it's probably not the cast member's fault. They're probably getting different policies from different people, and they're just trying to cover all the bases.
Sure, yeah.
So if people were wondering if you can use this for the Disney dining plan, yes, you can. It's just the same. It's just use a discount or whatever. Now, what I wanted to do before I wanted to move on and ask AJ to talk about her food blog and her ebook. But before we get to that, I'd like to, for those who are out there trying to figure out if it's really something for them, maybe we can help them decide. So if we were going to say what kind of a profile fits someone who would benefit from Tables in Wonderland. How would you begin that discussion?
Definitely you have to be eating at table service restaurants. Right. If you're going with your kids and you're hitting counter service most of the time, then it's probably not going to suit you unless, you know, you're getting a sitter at night and you're going out to table service, or you're drinking a lot. Which maybe if you're there with your kids, you are drinking a lot. That's hey, I am not going to judge. But
clearly so, she's met our kids.
I've met my own kid, that's for sure. So think about the amount of alcohol you're going to imbibe, because that's, you know, that can be a significant percentage of your, you know, food budget. If you do like to drink, so think about that. Think about how many table service restaurants you're going to, and the expense levels of those table service restaurants. If you're going to eat at California Grill and you know, and Gico during your trip, then and you're going to have a bottle of wine while you're there, then you could potentially come close to, you know, that $750 limit, depending on how many people you're treating. So think about those things. And also, if you're staying on, if you're taking a couple trips a year, two trips a year, or if you are a local, and if you're staying, even if you're staying at a value resort and you're going to be eating at the counter service restaurant multiple times on both of those trips, you know, that's something to consider as well. And remember, if you do buy it on the first of the month, you do get technically 13 months of discount. So you can easily fit in, you know, several trips into that time frame. So table service restaurants, probably you're going to drink alcohol, and you're going to be there multiple times throughout the year.
Good advice. I'd like to throw in if you have a large family, because if you have a large family, you're going to have a large food budget, and you're going to be spending a lot of money. So you could almost, and I would go on record as saying, if you have a family of four or five or six, you know, parents with two, three, four kids, and you go down to Walt Disney World for 5 days, you're definitely going to hit that 750 mark in within those 5 days. So that could pay for itself in one trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Michelle?
I agree. Ah. I didn't have anything to add.
Okay.
Good thinking, Mike.
So. I don't know. Is there anything else we can say about Tables in Wonderland?
Do they have those events anymore? I mean, I know I should know this.
Good.
But I know,
right? I knew I could count on Eve to...
Nice.
Yes, there is.
Oddly enough, I really don't even like. I look at them and I'm like, I don't want to go. But like, some of them seem cool. You know, it's just like that's a added value to it.
So. AJ, have you ever been to those?
Yeah, you know, back in the day when they first started Tables in Wonderland, they had some really good events. Like they did that one that was inside the. Right. And these are just
Millennium.
To give a little. Yeah, inside the studios. What was that? What's that ride? Great Movie Ride.
The Great Movie Ride.
Yeah, where they had a dinner inside the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah, they have rides at Disney too, AJ.
Yeah, I know. I don't see them very often, I'm afraid. But yeah, so back in the day, they did some really good events, and these they used to have one or two events per month just for Tables in Wonderland members that were an additional cost, but they offered some pretty cool experiences and some things that you can't normally do while you're in Disney. However, in the past couple of years, those events have become either non-existent or repeats of events that everyone can have access to. And then they just use the Tables in Wonderland email blast to promote them. And so they've just sort of become not as much of a value, not as much of a reason to pick up the card. The one event that I go to every single year is the Epcot Food and Wine Festival preview event, which they do have every year. And I go because they release critical information that I need to get out to my readers. So I do go to that event where they kind of treat Tables in Wonderland members to bites of some of the new menu items that are coming to the Food and Wine Festival later.
Somebody's got to do it. You know? And that's happening in June this year, I believe.
It is June 26th. Yes, I will be on a boat in Alaska, sadly. So all of my team members are going to be there representing for us. But they always have it at the worst. They had it in 2013 when I was literally in the hospital having my son. They had the event. So I think they look at my year and decide, oh, that's the worst possible time for us to have it for AJ's schedule. So let's do it then.
I would think they would check with you.
I think we missed it this year because of something and the previous year because of something else. And I'm like, I swear to God, it's personal. I guess it's not.
I know.
This time it's personal.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, but that's a good event. To me, that's a useful event. But other people might be like, eh, who cares? I'm going to eat it at the festival anyway, so why would I need to go in advance and see what it is? So I think the events have become not a reason to buy the card. Maybe a little bonus if you're local and you can get to them. But if you live anywhere else, it's just not really that shouldn't factor in.
That concludes part one of our visit with AJ Wolf of the Disney Food Blog. Please join Eve, Michelle, and myself as we continue our discussion with AJ Wolf on the next episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. So, for all those lovely ladies, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.